Mrikandu was a sage, a wise man who lived in the forest with his wife Maruthavati. Together, they led a simple and frugal life, with no earthly or material desires. Their life was filled with total contentment, almost. There was indeed one thing that both wanted, actually desired fervently and did not have: a child. So Mrikandu did what came to him naturally. He prayed and performed rigorous penance. That means he prayed without any food or water, without any sleep or rest, day and night, in sunshine and rain, summer and winter, for days and months and years together. His prayers and penances were all directed to Lord Shiva. All hard work and sincerity has to bear fruit, and it did for sage Mrikandu. Lord Shiva appeared before him, personally, in grand splendor. Mrikandu's eyes moved from Lord Shiva's feet up to the tiger skin wrapped round his waist. Then he saw in one hand, Lord Shiva had his mighty Trishul, the three-pronged spear with which he decapacitates evildoers. In the other, the Damru, a hand drum that he beats when he performs the Tandav Nritya, the dance of destruction. His third hand raised in blessing, while the fourth holds the Kamandalu, a sadhu's begging bowl that implies divine simplicity and humbleness. A cobra garlanding his neck in full fanned splendor. His dark neck, where rests the wish, the poison he drank to save all mankind. His lips are curved in a smile, and his gentle eyes belie the destruction he can wreak when he opens his third eye, that lies well hidden below the ash mark on his forehead. Matted hair in a mini mound, rising like a nest, where dwells the Ganga, the holiest of all rivers, with the power to wash all sins and heal all ills. Lord Shiva said, "I am pleased with your devotion, Mrikandu. Ask of me any boon, any wish you desire." Overjoyed, Mrikandu asked in the form of prayer. "O Lord," he said, "I am childless. Please bless me with a child." "And indeed, you shall have one," said Lord Shiva. "Now, do you desire your child to be a good person, virtuous, wise and pious, and live a short 16 years? Or would you prefer a dull-witted, evil-natured offspring with a long life?" Now, who would want a worthless child, thought Mrikandu to himself. Head bowed in total reverence, he begged for one whose life may be short, but one who would indeed make him proud. Lord Shiva granted him his wish and departed. In due time, Mrikandu's wife Maruthavati conceived and gave birth to a son. They were both so happy, there was no containing their joy. they thank Lord Shiva for his blessings and name their child Markandeya. When Markandeya was just 5, he began his studies and soon mastered all the Vedas and the Shastras, the holy books of knowledge, and he could recite them all by heart. Markandeya had a very pleasing personality. He got along with everybody. His teachers liked him, as did his friends. When he was 12 years old, his parents performed his Upanayanam, the sacred thread ceremony, initiating him into the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra. Markandeya was very regular with his Sandhya Vandana. This pleased his parents and elders no end. Thus he spent his days very happily, delighting everyone with his charming looks, pleasant behavior and knowledge. His parents, of course, were secretly very sad. With his 16th birthday fast approaching, they knew Markandeya had not long to live, and they did not have the heart to tell him. One day, unable to control their grief, they wept before him. Surprised, Markandeya asked them gently the reason for their grief. With tears running down his cheeks, Mrikandu told him the story. "According to Lord Shiva's boon, my son, you are destined to live only for 16 years. And now, as your 16th year is almost upon us, your mother and I cannot bear the thought of losing you. We are feeling so helpless because we do not know what to do." Markandeya consoled his parents. "Wise people," he said, "should not be afraid of death. Just as one is born, so one must die. It's natural." The next day, Markandeya sought both permission and blessings of his parents to go to the forest to perform severe penance. "Lord Shiva may have a solution to your problem, and if I have to die, let me do so seeking the blessings of the Lord I love." His parents blessed him heartily and bid him farewell. Markandeya entered a forest and started performing severe penance, wearing the bark of trees for his dress and growing matted locks. Soon he was engrossed in deep meditation. Days and nights passed. On the day Markandeya was to complete his 16 years. Yama, the god of death, sent his servants to fetch Markandeya's soul. But when they tried to approach him, they were thrown back. They tried and tried several times, but the result was the same every time. They just could not reach him. It was as if he was surrounded by an impenetrable force field. Empty-handed, they returned to their master. So Yama, the god of death, decided to tackle the task personally. Riding his ominous black buffalo, his trusty rope in his hand, all ready with a noose at one end to lasso in and capture, fasten and take away the soul he was seeking. Yama saw Markandeya, the young devotee, engaged in the worship of Lord Shiva. For Yama, it was important not to let Markandeya's worship be completed if his duty as the god of death was to be performed properly and successfully. That meant Markandeya could not be allowed to live a minute longer after the completion of the 16th year. The young Markandeya, by virtue of his power of prayer and devotion to God, forced the usually invisible Yama to show himself. Yama then threw his lasso at Markandeya, and as it went, it encircled both Markandeya's neck and the Shivalinga he was praying to. When Yama yanked at the rope, the earth began to tremble and shake. Dark clouds gathered overhead, but that did not deter the determined Lord of Death. He continued to tug at the rope. A blinding bolt of lightning came down from the skies, followed by a deafening thunderclap. And the Shivalinga split in two. Out came an angry Lord Shiva, trident held high in his hand. "How dare you seek to touch my devotee?" roared Lord Shiva. And as Lord Yama reached out for Markandeya, who was still engrossed in prayer, Lord Shiva struck, brushing aside the god of death and killing him. He had saved his devotee. From that day onwards, Lord Shiva had yet another name, Mrityunjaya. Pleased at Lord Shiva's love for his devotees, the entire pantheon of gods cheered. But as the thunderous ovation subsided, it dawned on the celestials, with no Yama, the cycle of life and death would cease to be. And in no time, the world will be filled with chaos and anarchy. Death is essential for all new life to begin. The gods then urged Lord Shiva to restore Yama to life, which he did. And then he turned to his young devotee. Highly pleased with his pure devotion, Lord Shiva blessed him with deathlessness. "Every desire of yours will be fulfilled, Markandeya. You will never be old or gray-haired. You will be all-knowing and live to be virtuous and famous till the end of the world." With these words, Lord Shiva disappeared. Among the Hindus, Markandeya is considered an immortal, a Chiranjeevi, one who lives with the body forever, and whose body, on account of his yogic powers, always appears young, beautiful, and saintly. To this day, people believe that Markandeya is even now living somewhere in the Himalayas, in deep meditation. Over time, Markandeya has become the proverbial symbol for long life. And the elders' blessings to this day go somewhat like this. "May you live like Markandeya, forever youthful and beautiful. Chiranjeevi Bhava."